Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the one, the only, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to Marshall and everybody. And we're waiting on a little wet snow or wintry mix. I don't think there's going to be much at all. I think maybe the Catskills and the Berkshires could get an inch. But then it is just going to change over to very light rain. And it's kind of weather that Marshall does not like. Mid to upper 30s today. The rain will end tonight in the mid 30s. Then partly cloudy and brisk, about 40 on Wednesday. Sunny and breezy, low 30s Thursday. And the same for Friday. The weekend in the 40s, maybe even close to 50 Saturday and Sunday.
Ah. So we're getting our second winter thaw.
I don't know what we're getting, but yeah, it's just incredible because the pattern has not changed. And, you know, 1 or 2 days cold, couple of days mild, get some rain in between or mixed precipitation in between, and that's that. Well, we just have to, you know, Marshall, as strong as we are right now, saying nothing much is going to happen the next 2 weeks, I could come here tomorrow and say, boy, Marshall, there's some real big developments for next week. That's the way the models have been going. That's the way the pattern has been going.
But there is no big development for next week.
Not for next week. Next week is, well, yeah. Well, it depends on who you look at. The European model is suggesting something like late next week, 27, 28.
All right, we'll have to see.
We will. Let's hope we don't see anything, because the 29th is my movie premiere, and right. I don't need mounds of snow all over the place.
you know, you've been setting this up now for weeks, and you just know that by talking about it, you're putting a big bullseye on it.
Yeah, I know.
A psychic bullseye.
Yeah, really. And not much. I mean, not much to report weather-wise. They, as you know, they're bracing for some really bad flooding in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And so we have to watch that. And they are bracing for once the snow melts, some very bad flooding up there in the Dakotas. So we'll be watching that as well.
But
But
we have drawn the short straw. We've drawn the forecast that really is the best. Really,
yeah,
when you look at it, I mean, everybody else drew the same weather. I mean, the upper Midwest has had it rough. The southern portion has had a lot of rain in Florida and cold temperatures for them. Mm-hmm. Out west, it hasn't been too bad out there. Their Santa Ana winds haven't been that bad. And so basically out west and the northeast has been quiet. And there's,
amazingly so. Amazingly so. That's why everybody thinks we're sort of like sitting on the little firecracker, you know, and we lit the fuse and we're just waiting for the fuse to get to the end and boom. That could happen. But right now I don't see anything resembling that. Although I will have to tell you, toward the end of the GFS run, which is, I believe, March 5th, 15 days out, this is the new GFS. They are forecasting a major nor'easter. But that's around March 4th or 5th.
All right. Well, so
and that's way, way out, Marshall.
Yeah, we'll circle that date in our memory, and we'll forget about it until the last week of February.
Yeah, that's a good idea. To see whether or not it pans out.
Yeah.
I've been really not leaving any stone unturned. You know, just so I don't get caught offshore. And that's it. Yesterday, I had time. So I made 18 more copies of disc number 3, because it'll be a 3-disc movie gift. And today I'll work on part 2. Once I get part 2 done, then I could assemble them and put them into their folders and be done.
All right.
I have one for you.
Okay. That's right. You have to send it to me because I have to decide.
Yeah, and you have seen the movie, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people haven't seen that movie.
Because we're dying off.
Hush, hush, Charlotte. Yeah, a lot of people haven't seen that. I'm even surprised when you say to somebody, did you ever see Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? They look at me like I have 10 heads.
I know.
I said, you never saw that movie?
And Baby Jane.
They said, no. I said, you have to see that.
It really is. It's pretty amazing. But
I think it even stands up today, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't, there's no doubt about it. But all this started happening to me many, many years ago when Karen was a little girl, and I used to say it's howdy doody time. And she looked at me like she had, what's howdy doody time?
Yeah.
And that's when I realized I've made the passage.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
I've made the passage when somebody doesn't know what it's howdy doody time is.
Yeah, you scratch your head. By the way, have you seen 1917?
No. Not yet. I'm going to.
I thought I'd be able to catch you in the movies today, but it's only a late showing, so that's out. Have you seen Jumanji?
The new Jumanji? No, I want to see it because I enjoyed the original Jumanji, okay?
Right.
I thought that was great. I thought it was funny. I thought that was suspenseful and everything. I thought it was great. I didn't know if I was going to like the second Jumanji, but I did because it was fun.
Right.
It was fun. And
my niece said, yeah, my niece saw the new one, and she said it was real good. So, I mean, there's always an option of me going to see that as well.
You know, but I like fun movies, and so it was good. I like the original one, but I like the second one. So if the third one's as much fun to watch as the second one, it's not going to win any awards, but you can have a good time at a movie that's not going to win any awards. Watching it.
I agree.
If it's as good as the second one, then I'll enjoy it. Yeah, I'll have a good time at it. So I will watch it.
I'll let you know what if any movie I wind up going to see this afternoon. But other than that, it's one of those days, Marshall, where you should go home and just relax.
Why don't you go see that one that won all the awards at the Academy Awards?
I have it right here.
Oh,
I have a copy.
Okay.
They sent that to me for voting. Huh. I haven't put it in yet. I just have to be alert enough to be able to read subtitles.
Yeah, they don't have to, they don't send you tapes. They send you CDs, right?
They send it's all on DVDs. But I got to be, I can't be tired, because if I'm tired, I'm not going to want to read the subtitles. I'm going to fall asleep.
I've gotten used to, because I watch so many movies now, I've gotten used to watching subtitles. I've watched some movies out of China and Korea, and I've gotten used to the subtitles now. I've gotten used to the subtitles.
All right. Well, maybe I'll get used to it. Well, I'll see. We'll see how things go this afternoon.
Just imagine if you had to send your films overseas, you'd have to subtitle.
Could you imagine?
Add another 20 hours.
Yeah, really.
Oh, gosh. Well, all right. Well, I'll look for the arrival. I'll look for the arrival of the movie. And we'll go from there.
Yes. And in the meantime, I'll try to have a nice day.
You too, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.